Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation would like to thank you and the Vice Presidents and all members of the committee for this opportunity that you've afforded to us to talk as member states. And we'd like to thank the Secretariat as well for the work that they have put in. This is work that they do continually, and they keep close contact with us as well. We would like to again stress the importance of strengthening the treaty bodies, including this committee. And here, we're very happy to see the decisions that have been taken recently in New York. And we hope that they will be implemented and that we could again revisit them further ahead so that we can continue this effort of strengthening the system within UPR. Now, as you said, Madam Chair, and there are a number of meetings that have been held by the committee, and you've spoken about the Inter-American Committee of Human Rights, which is the regional body that we have, that my country is also party to. We would like to know more about what has happened there, what exactly was discussed, and what action has arisen from those contacts. We would like to know that about the Inter-American Group of Human Rights and also other regional groups as well, so that we could get a kind of a broader picture of this, and so that we could also look at how we can support countries in trying to stick up to their obligations, and also that we can help victims as well. And we also noted, Chair, that there is some delay with individual communications in the committee, but we also, Vice President Wulkan said that there is an increase in these individual communications, though. And therefore, we would like to know, why do you believe, as a committee, that there is this considerable increase in presentation of individual communications, and you did speak about trust, and quite clearly you start getting trust by having trust in the national system. This then moves into the regional system, and trust also includes, of course, trust in the international systems as well, but perhaps at times the victims who are seeking remedy because their rights have been violated, what they look to do is they want to get a speedy and effective reply. And I don't know how you actually analyze this. How do you see this increase? Is there more problems in the world? Are there more violations of human rights? Are other systems not working sufficiently well? Well, I don't know. But it would be interesting to know how you see the situation. We know that trying to remedy this situation, we're asked to give our support to more resources so that the actual Secretariat can work properly and so that the committee can work. But perhaps there might also, though, be other responses that we could come up with here and somewhere we could make a contribution and where member states could also do something. We would like to certainly step up our cooperation with the committee. My government is certainly keen to do that. And we certainly want to work with the treaty bodies because we're very happy to see you all again. It's nice to see you all face to face again. And we want to continue this dialogue.